Blog Talk Radio.
We gon' start this thing off right. Duval in the motherfucking house. Come on, now come on. Do it, baby, take it, baby. 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 Come on, check it on, check it out. Come, hey, show 'em what it's all about. Shake it on, shake it out. Show 'em what it's all about.
You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for?
Smile, bitch. Come on.
I get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for.
Smile, bitch. Come on.
So what the fuck you be wildin' for?
Smile, bitch, come on.
If you're breathing, you achieving.
Smile, bitch, come on.
We having fun this evening, believe me.
Smile, bitch, come on. Smile, bitch.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to both for you niggas. I'm living my best life.
This year, bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't trying to throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a bitch think, huh? You in the club every night with no job.
Smile, bitch, come on.
Eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud.
Smile, bitch, come
if you know you ain't going to work tomorrow.
Smile, bitch, come on.
Smile, bitch.
What's up? What's up, listeners of the Petty Show? This is your host, Miss Me, aka My Isha, coming to you today, real quick with the trailer, episode number 2. Thank you, Duval. Thank you, Snoop, for the song "Smile, Bitch." I do not own this song. Please do not, you know, hold me accountable. I just like the song, so I just wanted to play it. Please don't inbox me about anything concerning the song because I do not own it. I do not have any money, so don't sue me. Anyway, what's up, you guys? How are y'all feeling tonight? Hopefully I catch you before you're headed out to the club, if you're headed out to do your thing for the weekend, enjoying your time off and you're sharing your time with me. I appreciate it. But let's get into this topic because I only have 30 minutes of this trailer. As you know, we're doing these trailers for the Petty Show. We're just reaching, letting you guys know that I am here and I'm a voice and I am about to make myself heard. Yes, yes, the Petty Show. Anyway, seriously, no, tonight's topic, have you ever lost your favorite hoe? You know, with everything bombarding us in the media, on the reality shows, in our music, it's always talking about cheating. It's always talking about you know, your hoes, your multiple women. And I really wanted to know, you know, has there ever been a time that you've lost your favorite hoe? And what was the result of that? And I want to talk about that. And in the intro description, I talk about, do you guys actually realize losing your favorite hoe actually changes the dynamic of your homes? Not even your homes, but your plans, your goals, the setup of what you have in your future. And I just be like, damn, do these motherfuckers really think about that sometimes? And if they do, what was the result? What was the process? What was the thought? You know, did you lose, you know? And I want to talk about that. So after this song from one of my favorite artists, I'd like to play her and her song, you know, because I want to get your brains going. This is the music that I grew up on, and this is the reason why I am posing this question. Have you ever lost your favorite hoe? Listen to the song by MC Smooth, You've Been Played, and I'll come back.
Hey, baby, what's up?
How
you been? Real funny, though.
How was work? My work was kind of hard. What about your girl?
She's probably at home doing my laundry.
So why don't you call her?
Oh, I'll call her.
Ready, here's a clue.
Hey, get up out my face. Get up. Anyway, that's MC Smooth, which you've been played. And I just want y'all to take a different perspective from this question that I'm asking, you know, because it can be a male or female that has lost their favorite hoe. And it happens in this life. And I'm not saying cheating. I'm saying lost your favorite hoe. And that could be from anything, you know. And when I say hoe, please do not take it disrespectfully. You know, I feel that it's a term of endearment nowadays. You know what I mean? It's used so loosely. Virgins are now hoes. You know what I mean? So please don't take it at face value. But I will say this, you know, about cheating. Sometimes, fellas, it's not even the fact that you cheated, right? It's the person that you cheated with. Some of these bitches don't even really like you. They have played your bitch so close, you feel me? And they see a weakness in you, and they use you against your own bitch, you know? And what that does, you know, if you have a hater and you slept with that person, you become intimate with that person over and over and over again, you begin to hate your home. You begin to hate your woman. You begin to hate your situation. And you're looking at it now as if it's always been your woman, but really you linked up with her hater. And now, you know what I mean, you're doing the work of the hater. You're doing the work of the op, because that was the whole intention. And so sometimes I look at these men that's out here, you know, and they play this game, right? But they be playing themselves, you know, because they'll be the enemy in their own home. You know, they'll be the enemy in their own destiny, the enemy in their own dream, the enemy in their own future, just because they were weak in a moment with an op, you know, and then everything goes downhill from there, and they find themselves either in a grave, because I've seen niggas in a grave behind it. You know, you end up in jail, because I've seen these niggas in prison. Or you end up without. You end up losing. So I ask you today, because I don't know the answer, you know, of have you lost your favorite hoe? And I just pose that question, you know, sometimes think about, is that really, is it really worth it? Like, is that person really all about you, or are they an op of your bitch? And if so, you know, you're going to ask yourself, are you going to become your woman's enemy? Are you going to, you know, stand up and protect and shield your women? And at this point in life, you know, really, you guys, it's not even being petty. It's just a reality that you guys need to really examine yourself and being the enemy, you know, of your own demise, your own demise. Stop blaming. Stop blaming your girl. Yeah. So have you lost your favorite hoe? Email me at naturaltales, that's Tales with a Z, so it's natural, T-A-L-E-Z, at gmail.com. I want to hear about the time that you lost your favorite hoe. I don't think I've ever lost my favorite hoe. Like, I've been a fortunate person. I've been able to, like, maintain my hoes. I've been able to, like, just maintain friendships and maintain open lines of communication with them. You know, because I feel like as a single person, I really am not tied to anybody, so I can't lose anybody. So I don't have that personal story to share with you guys tonight. However, with everything going on in the media and with people losing and people winning, I really wanted to know. I really wanted an honest story about a person. So please come forth if that's you. Now let's just move along. On a more serious note, let me tell you what I want to bring to the Petty Show. Now, you guys know I don't really get into too many topics. Last trailer, episode one, I talked about R. Kelly admitting that he was a broke legend. And that kind of was out the frame, and I kind of stayed neutral because I don't like getting into people's business because I really don't like people in mind. However, it's occasions like this that I have to bring these topics to the forefront, especially when my baby's mamas get pissed off. You know, I'm smooth. I'm a real smooth person. I'm really laid back. I really just clown on my own shit. But when I start seeing my baby's mamas getting upset, I know there's a real issue, because I know they wouldn't be out here on one if it wasn't a real issue. So on a serious note, I want to talk about the issue that's surrounding Steve Agard, who is the radio, morning radio personality of 105.1, I think it is, over there with DJ Envy and Angela Yee, the breakfast show, morning breakfast show, whatever. Steve Agard is pissing some of my baby mamas off, and it's making me want to put him on the Petty Show. Allegedly, Steve's accuser, he's accused of having some inappropriate relations or an inappropriate situation with a minor. And if you want that story in detail, because I do not want to put it out there when it's already out there, I'm asking you to go search the story. You can check it out on My Baby Mama's Unwind with Tasha K YouTube channel. She's talking about it, but I'm sure you can Google it and you've heard about it. Here's the thing I want to talk about. I posted on Tasha comment section one time. I wanted to be really serious about this topic because I don't want anyone to feel like it's okay to accuse a black man of something so serious, right? Especially when I have my own personal story of someone accusing my son of doing something very demeaning and very threatening, in which I had to fight for him. So I'm very aware of circumstances, situations surrounding our black men. So please do not think that I'm taking this lightly. What's going on with Steve Agard? I like the guy. You know, I feel his brand. I like his brand. However, the story is worth listening to. And from what I'm told, this young lady is going to go to CNN with her story. And the details, the gruesome details of what happened that day, allegedly happened that day. So you guys go check that story out. But I want to tell you, you know, it's interesting because when I was 15 years old, like, my boyfriend was literally like 26. And I know that in this day and age, it's so much different than when I was coming up. I wasn't pressured into performing certain acts. You know, there was some boundaries that my friend or my guy at the time did not cross. However, I don't want to sit on air like an angel, having not participated in certain activities, and give my audience the misconception that I have not experienced certain things. So, have I known someone that's been underage that has dated an older man? Sure thing. I enjoy older men. However, guess what? My daughter, she doesn't feel it's appropriate. You know what I mean? And I respect her decision on that. And it would break my heart if my daughter was off on her own personal journey in life and to have someone violate her in such a way that would minimize her identity in this world and also make her feel that she's left, that she is less than, you know. And I feel like this woman that's coming forth on this topic feels that way at 15. You have to read the story. And so I'm bringing this to light as I send my own daughter out in the world, you know, to build her own life and become independent. I would dare a man to violate her in any way that's inappropriate, push himself on her after she has said no, whatever the circumstance or situation is. And I think that this situation with Steve Agard is worth my time and effort and research. And however, I don't want to make him guilty of something he's not guilty of. So listen to that story, go research, find out what's going on. And I would just beg any woman that is a mother that if there are issues that are concerning you around how the men treat these young girls, continue to stand and continue to be that voice. You know, this is the Petty Show. However, we are very serious about how we treat our children. You know, as a mother and as women that listen to me and that I listen to, and then we will, you know, we're going to lock arms on the protection of these kids. So you'll see that. You'll see that more often than not in the marketplace as we move forward. You'll see women starting to stand up more for the rights and the protection of these children. I did a story a while ago on the Children's Right Organization website. It's called From the Projects to Purpose, and I specifically talk about this subject. So trust me, I'm just not jumping on the bandwagon. I've always been about youth. That's actually my professional career. So, yeah, Steve Agard, we're coming after you. We want to know more. So get your story ready. get that truth out there, and go ahead and redeem yourself if you can, sir. I ask that you not brush this up under the rug, but you be a man and you stand on your own 2 feet, and you stand there and you proclaim your innocence, if you're innocent, in a way that is loud enough that if anyone ever comes out again to try something like this by accusing you, that you wouldn't stand for it and send a message. However, if you are guilty, I ask that you also stand so that if anyone ever thinks of violating another young girl in such a way, they'll rethink that after this, okay? So, hey, this is your girl, the Petty. Miss me on the Petty Show. It's a very serious topic, so I hope I didn't bore you, but I had to bring it up. And we're going to go and get into our next topic after our next song, because we are on Have You Ever Lost Your Favorite Hoe? So I'm playing artists to talk about this very topic, okay? So my next artist, listen to this song, is Toni Braxton. Please. Remember, she was begging you hoes back there. Back the fuck up off you.
Yeah.
I should be a radio DJ because it's really more about the music. But listen, somebody said the symptoms of losing your favorite hoe can be 1, stalking, 2, creeping, trolling, 3, money loss, 4, depression, sickness, and so on. I won't read the list, but I just got like 30 bullet points of somebody saying what could be the symptoms of losing your favorite hoe. So, again, you guys, favorite hoe or not, if you want to keep her, you got to know how to treat her. And that's the bottom line. Keep your hoes happy, right? Watch out for the bitches playing your hoe close. Because you don't want to be used as the enemy in your own demise, right? So if you have a hoe that you want to keep, do what you need to do. If you have a hoe that you lost, listen, let it go. They like buses. They come 1 every 10 minutes, I guarantee you. But I want you guys to know that the Petty Show is coming full-time, 1 hour shows. That's 60 minutes, 1 day a week with powerful music that I think you guys will love. If you're interested in getting your music featured on the Petty Show, you guys have been inboxing me. I'm just doing the trailers right now, letting you guys know the show is coming. I don't even advertise the show, honestly, you guys. My marketing is still being done for my flyers. But if you want to be considered to have your music played on the show, email me at naturaltales, that's N-A-T-U-R-A-L, tales, T like Tom, A-L-E-Z like zebra, at gmail.com, and I would definitely consider playing your music on the Petty Show. Being the creator of Hot Off the Block, I'm always looking for new independent artists that I can feature on my show, so you do not have to be assigned, you do not have to be major, you can be independent, and you can be just trying to do your thing. So I look forward to you guys sending me that music. I look forward to you guys answering my question. Have you ever lost your favorite hoe? What were the symptoms? Tell me your story. And I look forward to presenting the Petty Show in full view, 1 hour long every week, every Saturday at 11 o'clock p.m. coming in 2019, a full show. I'll be looking for guests. So if you're interested in being featured on my show, have a topic that you think would be interesting for the show, email that same email I just gave out, and let's go ahead and get this thing cracking, all right? So I love you guys. I am totally blessed by all the positivity that I'm getting, all the interest in being a sponsor, all the interest in those being a guest and those just giving me that feedback. Keep doing it, and let's just keep talking. This is the Petty Show, where everything is discussable. I am your host, Miss Maisha. Excuse me, Miss Me. I do rap. I do rap, but that's a whole different topic for another day. Like, I do too much. But this is Miss Me, a.k.a. Maisha, my real name, Google it. And I'll see you guys next week, same time, same channel. Be blessed.
We gonna start this thing up right. Duval in the motherfucking house. Come on, now come on. Do it, baby, take it, baby. 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 Come on, check it on, check it out. Come, hey, show 'em what it's all about.